With urbanization comes many challenges, among them an abundance of persons living in areas marked by poverty and inferior conditions. This has been a widespread issue in African, Caribbean, and Pacific ACP countries around the world. A tripartite arrangement was developed between UN Habitat, the European Commission, and ACP countries to address this challenge. It is through this arrangement that the Participatory Slum Upgrade Program, PSUP, was launched. The overall objective of PSUP is to contribute to the improvement of the living conditions of the urban poor. Phase 1 of the initiative was implemented in Jamaica in August 2009, focusing on three towns, Old Harbor Bay St. Catherine, Mape and Clarendon, and Montego Bay St. James.
If you look at the population growth that has taken place over time in this country, you see that outside of Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. James, they have some of the highest increases in terms of population growth. There is also a great pervasiveness in terms of squatter settlements. And as such, these study areas fitted quite nicely into the fact that there is a need for serious intervention to take place in these urban centers.
Chief Technical Director with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Doreen Prendergast. With the identification of the three towns, it is expected that some remedial action will be taken to solve challenges faced in squatter settlements.
It also seeks to build the capacity of different persons at various levels. Paramount is the building of the capacity of the persons at the community level. So the methodology that is used to get the communities involved is called participatory action planning.
Part of the initiative will seek to address the social needs of residents in selected areas while improving the housing infrastructure within informal communities.
Another thing that we realized when we went into the community is that it's not just infrastructures that they want to develop. They would like capacity building, which we would want to give them as it relates to the participatory slum upgrading program, especially when it comes to sustainable social livelihood.
Coordinator of the United Nations Human Settlements Program, UN Habitat, in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Alicia Smith. Under Phase 1 of the program, researchers from the University of Technology obtained data to prepare profiles of the communities. Phase 2, to be launched in short order, will be managed by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. The final phase will see various programs implemented to meet the needs of the communities. Plans are being put in place to ensure that the initiatives implemented will be sustainable.
The whole intention is for whatever action is taken in this community is that there is sustainability after the ministry comes out, after UN Habitat comes out. And essential to the sustainability is ensuring that the persons on the ground are involved in every aspect of the program. So the community persons, they are the ones who identify the challenges that they face. They are the ones who determine what action they want to take, and they are the ones who help to design and shape the projects that will emanate from the whole process.
Chief Technical Director with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Doreen Prendergast. The participatory slum upgrade program should positively impact the quality of life of residents in the targeted communities.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.